Super Bowl guys for the win. Really a back and forth game, one that we didn't start off very well in, and one that we just found a way to just make enough plays to take this thing over into overtime and then find a way to win. And, you know, like I told the players in there, football is football. And I'm not going to waste a lot of time in the locker room talking about the things that we didn't do well. I'm going to more focus on the fact that we found a way to win. Make sure that, you know, you congratulate each other, because obviously we're going to get back to work tomorrow and do the things that we need to get better. That being said, credit to Virginia. They proved last week they had a good football team. We knew it. We talked about it. We just didn't come out very good in the first half, you know, and they did some things schematically that, you know, things weren't clear. The pictures weren't clear. And then we just had some, you know, we were a little bit flat, you know, call it what it is. So, but just find a way. And we did. So, questions.
What did you say to your guys all week about? We all know the story of Virginia, what they've gone through the last 11 months. That is clearly a very resilient group of kids and coaches over there. What did you say to them about what they've shown? Just the way they fight.
Sure. Well, the first thing is the last 5 games, I think, come down to a score, to one score last year, right? A couple of overtimes, 3 overtimes to be exact. And then the bottom line is watch the tape. And watch the way that they played against North Carolina. It wasn't by accident. They didn't beat them by accident. In fact, they fumbled the ball off the back of the end zone where they could have gone up by 10. They played really physical. They really they used temper to their advantage. Wide zone really hit for them. They've got a really good feel for that play. Their quarterback he's effective. He's a leader. He understands the offense really well. He extends plays. He can run. We knew they had some really, really good players, and they were playing really good football, and they were going to be inspired. And we felt that we would too, and we felt we had a good week, but it did not show early. But we don't, you know how we do it. It's not all of us. We didn't coach it well enough. We didn't play well enough. But we found a way, and that's what's most important. That's the standard to win, and so we found a way.
Mario, kind of a similar vein. What does it say about like the mental toughness of the team that, you know, go to a second straight overtime game and pull out a win again?
I think what it shows is that there's nothing we haven't seen. I'm sure there's a few things we haven't seen, but you could hit that team hard, because at the end of the day, it's about belief, right? And play the players that you trust the players that you play. And I guess it comes down to the simplicity of, you know what, it's just, man, days like that, when you start off like that, it's hard to put a finger on it. We practiced well. We did it. We practiced hard, and we thought, man, we're going to come out, you know, hitting on all cylinders and doing what we've done. But I guess the best way to put it is our team by now should feel that there's not a situation that we can't overcome. We've seen a lot of us being down in the fourth quarter. We've seen ourselves turn the ball over. We've been in holes. We've been up and then behind. So all that stuff, it's important, you know. It's, you know, difficult on the heart a little bit, but besides that, it's really good for your football team to be able to respond the way they did. So moving forward,
how about your faith in Andy and just the big kicks that he had today?
Yeah, he's hard to find one like that. I mean, everything that and the way he did it too. It wasn't like it was close either, right? I mean, just nailed it. He wants it, you know. He wants those opportunities, and just as effective are his kickoffs. I mean, every single one of them a touchback. That is a lot of confidence in him. We were willing to kick it, you know, 55 yards, maybe a little bit more, if that was the situation. It would have been probably 53, 54 that way, and 56 this way. So, but he's awesome.
Tyler's got 8 interceptions in his last 3 games. Really good in 9. So atypical for him. He had 5 and 6 in entire seasons in the last 2 years. Do you guys have any feel for just why this is happening?
Wasn't a good day. You know, I think the other games, yeah, there were some throws he'd like to take back, but there's also, when you kind of play come from behind football, you're going to get some of that. Today was muddy. You know, things weren't as clear as they had been in the past. But we got to scheme it up better. We've got to coach better, and we've got to play better. You know, I don't want to, in any way, shape, or form, say anything, but Tyler is our quarterback. And he's done a really good job in a lot of instances. And today wasn't his best day. And that happens sometimes. The defense stepped up. The running game stepped up, you know. I'm sure everybody wanted an exciting game, you know, with 24 seconds on the clock, with, you know, at the wrong 25-yard line. We ain't doing that. Not in a day where the field was muddy and hard to read.
All right.
We hands of the people that were moving some people around, and a couple plays later were the end zone.
Let's talk about that play from A.J. Allen, how he leaped over that defender. That was pretty fun to watch from our standpoint.
What was it like?
That was a great play.
Well, you know what? Everybody fit their blocks really well. He came through clean. I think he was upset at himself because he broke free earlier and he fell. You know? And something obvious when you're running back, you want to run behind your pass. And sometimes you get too much momentum going forward. So he lost his balance and fell on what looked like to be a big run. And he wasn't going to let it happen again. So, yeah, I'm sure the ESPN highlights, you know, showed the cover of his phone and all that stuff, you know. But more than anything, proud of him for how he has practiced, proud of him on how he has performed in big moments last week and this week. And certainly proud of Mark Fletcher coming back after 4 weeks, you know, missing action. You see how valuable he is, you know, and the importance of recruiting.
Yeah, Coach, can you talk more a little bit about Mark Fletcher and how you trust him in that overtime period?
He's complete trust, you know. And he's the entire running back crew, you know, they've had their nicks and their bumps more than that. Really, that's why sometimes it's who wins the job that week, but other times it's some guys are banged up. They really are. They run hard. And Mark Fletcher runs really hard, you know, and he's a really big dude. And he has a complete trust in the entire organization.
Mark, this is... I know full eligibility is obviously never the goal, but it is one of the steps. You are full eligibility again. Just what does that mean if you're here to check the first box?
Sure, progress. You know, everything from our academics to our community service to our how we conduct ourselves to our football team, our different systems, the caliber of human being, the way that we are around each other, the way we're around other people, treating people with respect. And then valuing football and what it does for our community and what it does for our program, all that stuff is getting better. So I'm going to say the same thing until in the grave. Progress and a long way to go.
So a few more. On the last play, on the scoring play, it looked like Cohen kept Fletcher in bounds, kind of like nudged him so he stayed in bounds. Just that's kind of a heads-up play, you know.
Yeah, well, it was muddy over there, that's for sure, right? I know that it looked like they raked at his helmet, almost like they were trying to tackle him by the helmet. He was able to keep his balance. A tremendous just poise and tremendous awareness by Mark. He put a foot in the ground, and it just, you know, went away. It was pretty clear, you know, that's why everybody kind of rushed out there. But, you know, I want to make sure that we got the official call from the officials.
Mario, the pass rush, I think, had 5 or more sacks against the third straight game, if I'm remembering right. Obviously, Bryson, you had a big third down sack, Ruben had a big sack at their last drive. What's been working for the pass rush lately, and how big was that today?
It was awesome to have Bryson lead back on full speed, because he's been out for a while. And we all know you guys saw him as a room, he's going to be laid up for the rest of the season. But we miss him, because he's a great player. And every day for him, it's pressure. It's disrupting, you know, people, knocking people in the backfield, causing negative plays, and certainly to have Branson come back, other guys are stepping up. I know Thomas Gore did some really good stuff as well. We have pushed some of the other guys, some of the younger guys to step up. Ruben Bain continues to play at a super high level. We need more, you know, we need more, and we got to play more complementary football. Again, our defense was on the field for a long time. That's not the formula for success, right? So tremendous credit to the entire defense, Coach Kidry, the kicking game, finding a way to flip the field, give us some advantageous, you know, field position at times, and finding a way to get it done.
Sorry, did you say he missed the overtime for the rest of the year?
He's gonna be out.
Thank you very much.
Good evening. You heard after the 29-26 win in overtime this afternoon. Give me my thoughts on the game. Like I said, offensively, running game was pretty good, but Tyler Van Dyke had another poor performance, 2 interceptions today. I'm noticing at times he keeps focusing on X, though in the second half he got a little better at that, getting others involved like Colby, Jacoby, Brashard. Finally got a tight end sighting with McCormick today, 2-15, but... Yeah, he credited the kicking game, and Andy came up clutch when we needed to, especially in the fourth quarter when we needed points, and we got the points we needed from Andy today. But the defense stepped up when it had to make a play, and it did. Musket's a pretty solid guy. I mean, we got to Musket. I mean, we sacked him six times today. We did not, in our offensive line, another clean sheet, did not allow a sack. Credit to them. The overtime, what can you say about Mark Fletcher? Stepped up. The line stepped up and made a play it had to make. Basically, this team was not going to lose today. It would not allow this team to lose. We pounded the rock when we had to, and we did that. Defense stepped up when it had to make a play, held Virginia to field goals. We bent, but we didn't break in big situations. There's a lot of work to do. Like my coach Cristobal said, back to work. Got a lot of work to do. Got two tough games on the road coming up. We got NC State coming up next Saturday night. And of course, then, you know, the big one 2 weeks later in Tallahassee. Give report card. Offense, I'm going to give the offense a C minus. I'm going to give it really a B. I'll give it a B because of two picks from Van Dyke. But in the second half and overtime, the running game really came to fruition. And the offense had some life there. But, you know, the interceptions, you know, that's an issue we have to fix. Defense, I'm going to give an A. When it had to make a play, it did. Felt we did that. We sacked Musket six times today. Did a good job. Some things we have to do, we have to fix. We have to fix some things. Defense did a tremendous job. They kept us in this game. We got the pick six from Cam there after we get the tying field goal. So after we get the tying TD from AJ, and then the very next play, we get the pick six on the ensuing kick after the ensuing kickoff. Special teams, I'm going to give an A. Great returns from Ray Ray. From Rashad, also with Andy, with AJX, and of course, Andy stepped up when we needed to, especially in that fourth quarter, like I said. Two clutch field goals when we needed points down there. Virginia was really threatening to win the ball game, but hey, stepped up, made a play, did the job. No touchbacks. Dylan did a good job in the punting game. Could be better in some areas and go from there. Now I'm going to give out my game balls. My first game ball is going to go to Mark Fletcher. Coming up clutch in overtime. He would not allow us to lose today. 47 yards only, but one big touchdown. That was the winner in overtime. And got the job done there. Second game ball, I'm going to go to AJ Allen. 67 yards rushing and one touchdown. And as Mario said, the leap that they'll probably be on SportsCenter. So just watch for that. My third game ball is going to go to the entire defense. But I'm going to give one to Reuben Bain specifically. Reuben Bain today. I'm going to give it to Reuben Bain. Seven tackles. Two sacks. 2.5 tackles for loss. Tremendous performance today from Hurricane Bain. And my fourth, like I said, I'm going to give the entire defense a game ball. But I'm going to give my fifth and final game ball, I'm going to give to Branson Dean. BD had only three tackles, but two key sacks when we needed it and two key tackles for loss when we really needed a big play. Branson Dean came up with those plays. So those are my game balls in order. A.J. Allen, Mark Fletcher, A.J. Allen, the entire defense, and specifically Reuben Bain and Branson Dean get my two other game balls. happy we get the win, bowl eligible. We can improve in a couple of ways. We're 2-2. We got NC State next Saturday night on ACC Network at 8 o'clock. Podcast will be recorded probably Thursday with Tuffy Talk from NC State. We'll preview the North Carolina State game. Look for that announcement on X sometime this week. And I will talk to you next on Thursday when I preview NC State, next podcast recording. Take care, have a good night, and go Canes.